Joni Ernst proposes Sarah's Law to build upon Lack and Riley Act. By Sean Moran on January 13, 2025. Senator Joni Ernst, RIA, on Monday introduced legislation that could very well serve as the next step in the national immigration debate. Ernst introduced Sarah's Law on Monday as the country approaches the 9th anniversary of the death of 21-year-old Iowan, Sarah Root, at the hands of an illegal alien driving drunk. The Hawkeye State Conservative has long advocated for Sarah's Law to honor the memory of Sarah Root and to close the loophole in federal law that allowed her killer to escape justice when he was released by federal law enforcement. The bill would amend the mandatory detention provisions of the Immigration and Nationality Act to require the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency to detain illegal aliens criminally charged with killing or seriously injuring another person. It would also mandate that when encountering an illegal alien subject to mandatory detention, ICE must identify victims and inform their families. Whether it is Iowan Sarah Root or Lack and Riley, too many innocent Americans have fallen victim to illegal immigrants in this country, Ernst said in a written statement. She continued, "The true tragedy of crimes committed by illegal immigrants is that every single one of them is preventable. My Sarah's Law will build upon the Lack and Riley Act and close another loophole to prevent another American life from being cut short." Ernst's legislation works in tandem with the Lack and Riley Act to close the loopholes in federal law that led to Americans falling victim to crimes committed by illegal aliens. The bill's introduction follows as the Lack and Riley Act passed through the House, and it has picked up steam in the Senate. The Lack and Riley Act requires the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to take into custody illegal aliens arrested, charged, or convicted for burglary, theft, larceny, or shoplifting. The legislation is picking up steam in the Senate, where it appears that many Democrats will allow the bill to be discussed through Congress. Julie Kirchner, the executive director of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, said about the need to pass Sarah's Law. "Record numbers of criminal aliens were apprehended attempting to enter illegally under the Biden administration, and shameful data show that there are now at least 13,376 aliens in the United States convicted of homicide. Congress has a responsibility to work with the Trump administration to ensure that criminal aliens are held accountable and American communities are protected. Sarah's Law is key to accomplishing just that." FAIR applauds Senator Ernst for introducing this critical legislation and looks forward to it becoming law. Ernst tried to pass the legislation through the Senate in May, however, Senate Democrats blocked the bill. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.